back?
It was good. You know what? I talked to him right in the middle. We had a cool zone. He said, Gus, I'm back to having fun again and being out here on the field. So he did. You know, we limited him. We gave him a couple plays in a row. And then, you know, I think for him just getting acclimated to the heat and to the calls. But, you know, I give him credit. He did a good job just picking up as much of the defense as he could during that time frame. And, you know, he's going to be here this summer, so that'll be good.
You said something the other day about guys aren't on the ground as much. Can you sort of go into that? What is it? Are they practicing smarter?
Well, yeah, I think, you know, we always, you know, one of our rules is protect the team. You know, make good decisions on basis of, you know, take care of one another. Stay away from the quarterback, just staying on your feet. And you know, when you see good athletes, they should stay on their feet and not be on the ground. And we're just seeing more and more of it.
Soleil was with Jack working on individual drills. Will that go throughout training camp? Or
what's that?
Soleil was with
Sala.
He was with Jack throughout individual drills. Will that continue?
No, I would say that could change based on special teams. Right now, we're just holding him on special teams, but he'll get more and more time on special teams, and then you'll see him get away from that.
How do you feel about working the trenches today? Just the defensive line seemed to have their way.
It's always hard. You know, I thought that when you looked at practice, I thought that defense struggled in the 7-on-7. Offense came out, did really good. Then it went to a third down period with team, and the defense did really well. And there again, it went back and forth. And then the last period where we were in red zone, it went back and forth. So, you know, that's what you're going to see a little bit. I think, you know, when you put the pads on, it'll tell a true story. Right now, guys are letting up at the end, you know, to stay away from the quarterback or staying away from putting on hits. So we'll get a better feel in training camp.
What kind of offseason has Scooter had before this injury?
He's done good. I think this has been a really good offseason. I think if you look back at training camp, he had a lot thrown at him in a short period of time, and it took him a while to play fast, but where he's picked up now, it's been very good. Very good.
Talking about getting more picks, you got two today. Was that good enough?
Yeah, that's never good enough, right? I mean, we're still after more and had an opportunity again. So that's the message that we're preaching to the guys, and I think as they get their balls, the hands on the ball more, you know, will permeate through the whole defense.
Jared Wilson had one of those interceptions. How has he come along as a free safety?
He has progressed. Again, I'm really intrigued to see him in training camp. But playing the middle third, some of the range that he said, I think we always knew that he could be a down safety. You're seeing him play more in space now, back there being a middle third. We're seeing how he can handle that.
Tuesday morning, hot day, but a lot of people coming out here to support the team.
Unbelievable. I mean, you know, so many people talk about the heat with the players, but how about the fans to come out here? And our players were fired up. We told them there's over, 3,000 signed up or whatever it was, and 2,500 were going to be here. And I knew we were going to have a good practice just because the players were amped up to be around the fans again. So appreciative of all the fans to make the effort.
What kind of progress has Sterling made at tight end?
He's doing good. You know what? His big thing is not on the perimeter. When he's displaced from the core, his big thing is when he's in the core. Same as what we're asking Julius to do. The more they can be in the core and block, the more it keeps us, you know, two-dimensional, where the teams can't really, you know, decide if they're going to put nickel or base in the game.
Any update on A-Rob?
He's doing really well. I think for us, we're being more cautious than anything with him. You know, I saw him sprinting over there. We'll evaluate it again tonight. Well, I'm going off of what I saw in minicamp, and he's very explosive and, you know, his great speed. So I think today that he was, you know, the heat was something that he was dealing with. But, you know, he fought through it and pushed himself. So, you know, again, the more and more we see him, the more we'll recognize some of that athleticism.
Rashad Reynolds back today?
Yeah, we just held him out.
Is it an injury or just kind of injury?
Yeah, we're just evaluating again. Nothing serious. We're just taking a look at him.
Knee, hamstring.
I don't know. What'd you say?
I'll find out.
And then Amukamara, was he limited at all?
We'll go to
that. Yeah, no, Prince was good.
Has he caught up to where you thought he would be?
Hey, you know what? He made a couple plays again today, so that consistently making plays, you know, in practice. I think he's always been comfortable in the scheme. We felt like it'd be a good scheme for him. So to see him, you know, have some success is good.